50 years, half a century. Whenever anything lasts that long, it's considered a major cause for celebration. Even though it seems just like a couple of blinks of the eye that we found out about a little old band from Texas named ZZ Top, they're celebrating that landmark anniversary this year. The three brothers of the blues, Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, and Frank Beard, brought us a world full of fuzzy guitars, long beards, hot cars, smoking hot blues, and a sense of humor from another planet. Billy Gibbons.
The unusual image that we now maintain and have maintained since before Eliminated was seemingly at odds with the style and fashion of 1983. And we certainly weren't big hair bands. We were cowboy hats and long beards, which was kind of juxtaposed against the fashion of the day. And then when the success of the record took hold, it was a little ironic that something so unusual and so different would be embraced with such popularity.
Dusty Hill, taking you back to his first gig with ZZ.
We'd rehearsed, I don't know, a few times. And, I mean, we didn't have a lot of material, but it's back in the days when there were a couple of songs that they went 15, 20 minutes, you know, and had to borrow a bass guitar. I didn't have one at the time. Drove from Houston down to Beaumont, the Knights of Columbus Hall. There was a little room they let us use for a dressing room with a little bumper pool table. I remember the whole evening. It was fun. Nobody knew who we were.
Well, just about everybody knows who they are now. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, sold-out world tours, 11 gold, 7 platinum, and 3 multi-platinum selling albums have made sure of that. Their image makes them recognizable wherever they walk on planet Earth, and the band is still going strong.
Well, 2019 is the herald of a 50th anniversary. It's the same three guys, and as we say, yeah, we're still playing the same three chords. Someone recently remarked, gosh, you guys have been doing this longer than most marriages. What's the secret? Well, there's several, but the first one is answerable in two words: separate buses. Then again, we still enjoy getting to do what we get to do. We enjoy getting to do what we get to do, probably more than anything else we could think of. And there's still an element of mystery. When we take the stage night after night, we're never sure who's going to make the first unexpected left turn and what we call taking it to the Bahamas. You know, getting there is one thing. Getting back is the other. So there's always a challenge, but that's what keeps it fresh. That's what's so exciting about it.
To celebrate ZZ Top's 50th anniversary, the band and Warner Records are releasing a new collection called Goin' 50. It drops in two stages. First, a single disc 18-track version out right now, packed with their hits and tasty songs from their whole history. And as of August 16th, you can get a Texas-sized 50-song 3-CD or 5-LP version of Goin' 50. Packed with enough hits to fill a roadhouse jukebox, it spans the band's entire musical career from its 1969 debut and its multi-platinum zenith during the 80s to its most recent releases. This new retrospective includes songs from each of the 15 studio albums that ZZ Top have recorded since 1970. Plus, there are two bonus tracks, Salt Lick and Miller's Farm, a single and B-side respectively, that were recorded back in 1969 by the band's original incarnation, and new live versions of Waiting for the Bus and Jesus Just Left Chicago. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. Over this next hour, just strap yourself in for a Nitro Funny Car ride driven by Billy Gibbons, Dusty Hill, and Frank Beard through their beloved band's 50-year history. Welcome to ZZ Top Goin' 50, All Access.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town, about to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing. Yeah, how. Well, here it's fine.
Grange from ZZ Top's third album, originally released in 1973, Tres Hombres. The album peaked at number 8 on the Billboard charts, and that's a song about an infamous brothel located in LaGrange, Texas, the Chicken Ranch. You can now how get that on the new Goin' 50 ZZ Top release. After Tres Hombres, ZZ Top's tours started selling out across the United States in 1974. They recorded a bunch of shows on the road and decided for their next album, they would do their usual unusual thing and release a half live, half studio album. They called it Fandango, which ended with a 2 minute and 20 second powerhouse song called Tush. The idea for the title of that song came from one done by a rhythm and blues Texas singer, Roy Head, who had a big hit called Treat Her Right, Billy Gibbons.
The flip side of the follow-up to Treat Her Right, I think it was called Wigglin' and Gigglin', was a thing called Tush Hog. Tush Hog was a term that was Southern for anything really Dino or Rico or plush. Good-looking women, a fine motorcycle, a choice car. And Bobby Blue Braden, who I played with early on, was such an inspirational figure in as much as his insight to R&B. And he told me, he said, that Roy had something else. He said, did you get his new record? I said, yeah. He said, you play the flip side? And it was an instrumental. He said, you ought to learn that, man. He said, that's real good. I never could learn it because it was hard. Years later, we were in Florence, Alabama, 110 degrees, and that afternoon we started the riff. I just heavy. I said, use the word tush, Dustin. And it meant the same thing. See, that you could say tush in New York, they say tush down in Texas, same thing. And I said, Dusty, do tush, do something with the word tush in it. And he literally belted out those lyrics.
Dusty Hill.
Some songs write themselves, like Tush, we wrote it at Soundcheck in 10 minutes. And just changed about 3 or 4 words in it, and that was it. Unfortunately, that was the only one that's ever happened exactly that way.
I've been up, I've been down, take my word, my way around. Ain't asking for much. I said, Lord, take me downtown. I'm just looking for some touch.
Killer Dusty Hill vocal, Tush, one of the essential ZZ Top songs collected on Goin' 50, their new collection celebrating the band's 50th anniversary.
Before the Worldwide Texas Tour in 76, we never had a name for a tour. There were no tours. We just toured all the time. That's what you're talking about. I mean, we had breaks that we would go in the studio. Almost all the writing was on the road. Occasionally we'd have a Christmas day off or whatever,
Well, I mean, I don't want to paint a dark picture here. We were having a blast. I mean, it was fine, and it was great. And then we put the Worldwide Texas Tour together. You know, I actually had all the longhorn steer and the buffalo and the buzzards and rattlesnakes, and us were the animals too there. And that was really great. But at the end of that tour, we had played so long by then that we thought we were going to take it like a month off. It turned into about 2.5 years. Once we stopped, then we realized how tired we were. We didn't know that until we stopped.
You're just kind of operating on adrenaline for five years.
Yeah, right. So that turnaround, that time, which were the disco years, just happened that way. Wasn't planned. We did a lot of individual traveling, you know. So, I mean, it was better for the band, all better for it, to take that break. What I'm saying is it wasn't planned to be that long, but that's how long we needed, and it worked for us.
ZZ Top came back in 1979 with an album that expanded their blues bar band sound through experimentation in the studio using different instruments and sounds.
Well, I think we had time for that one, too. You know, when we say 2.5 years, that's not all 2.5 years not seeing each other. There's a lot of preparation went into that album.
The positivity of the band came out in many of the songs on DeGuayo, like I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide, Frank Beard.
To me, ZZ Top songs are, I get pictures in my mind, you know, when I listen to a ZZ Top song. And the picture I get in my mind is not of us driving down the road, but as the lyrics sang, of this cool guy. I mean, you remember the cartoon of the wolf guy that wore the long zoot suit and, you know, he'd always get the chicks? It was more of that deal, just this guy with the gold tooth, you know, and he was too cool. So it's kind of a cartoon song.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night, we're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling alright. Oh, I'm bad, I'm Nationwide. Yes, I'm bad, I'm Nationwide. In front, I had three more in the back. They sporting short dresses, wearing spiky old shoes. They smoking Lucky Strikes and wearing nylons. Go be bad, you're Nationwide. Yeah, we bad, you're Nationwide.
Nationwide. Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad.
now found in remastered sonic splendor on the new ZZ Top collection Goin' 50. I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide. One of the band's enduring qualities is their ability to poke fun at themselves, which allows their fans to relate to them, like on the song Cheap Sunglasses, Frank Beard.
Cheap Sunglasses was more us. Now, that's just total reality. I mean, we were constantly, you're bored on the road, you go out and you go to the mall or you go here or there and you buy you a nice set of, you know, Ray-Bans or Serengeti or whatever, you know, some really cool set of sunglasses. And then that night, you go to the bar and get hammered, and you've lost them. And the next day, you're back, you know, with these $5, you know, the truck stop sunglasses that they sell at all the roadside stops. And we were constantly noticing that that's what we were wearing, you know. It's like, well, hey, what happened to your cool sunglasses? And it's like, well, you know, and you'd be ashamed, you know, because you'd left them the night before. And so we just kind of wrote, it's kind of a joke on us, you know, even though we could afford to buy this stuff, we didn't have the ability to keep it. So, you know, it's like, why not write a song about, you know, what we're wearing? I mean, cheap sunglasses, they're so much easier. It's like $5, you lose them, you get another pair. You know, you don't worry about it, you don't feel bluesy. It's, you know, so... that's more real.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets of running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Her funky fine Levi's and her sweater's kinda tight. She had a West Coast strut that was sweet as molasses. Man, what really knocked me out was the cheap sunglasses. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
cheap sunglasses. ZZ Top strikes multi-platinum.
We looked at each other and said, you mean people want to actually look at us? No.
When the party called ZZ Top Going 50 All Access comes screeching back into your ears in a few minutes.